AM 1300 KGLO. It is time to welcome into the studio Lark Trigstad.
Yay!
The fans go wild.
Oh, yeah. We're all going to go swimming today.
Whee! Aquatic therapy. Then and now. Oh, I love the headline on that one. Sink or swim beneath the surface. Rusty hinges are a few names associated with aquatic water exercise for older adults. What a great way to for caregivers to relax and kind of relieve stress and pain. Maybe it's an overlooked support therapy.
Yeah, and you know, the use of water for therapeutic purposes is an ancient practice. The Greeks and the Romans bathed in hot springs thousands of years ago. They enjoyed the benefits of improved circulation and relaxation from immersion in warm water. Did you know that Swiss monks have long understood the curative properties of water? It's documented that they would lower sick or disabled patients from baskets down the cliffs into thermal waters below as early as 1238 AD.
Wow.
I think that's interesting. That's the then part. Aquatic therapy is usually held in heated pool, which helps with the relaxation of our muscles and joints. And this in turn allows our bodies to perform better and with less pain.
I remember seeing a documentary on FDR.
Oh, yeah.
And his therapy pools for himself and the children with polio. Resort in Warm Springs, Georgia, offered pools filled with 88-degree water from natural springs. Roosevelt became a believer in the benefits of aquatherapy. In 1932, he built the Little White House, yeah. Warm Springs.
Isn't that? That's
yeah. Then became Warm Springs, then became the center of the Roosevelt Warm Springs Institute for Rehabilitation, which continues his work today. He also had an indoor swimming pool built at the White House as therapy for his polio.
Isn't that amazing? That whole era of time so many people suffered from polio. And research suggests that socialization is one of the key motivators compelling elderly people to begin and maintain an exercise program. The opportunities for socialization during a water workout are practically endless. For example, seniors could take a page out of the competitive swimming handbook and engage in a practice of social kick. Social kick represents a period of time during practice when swimmers use kickboards to kick side by side so they can exercise while chit-chatting.
Check with the doctor before diving in.
Please.
Yes.
So anyone who's considering aquatic exercise should consult with their doctor first, as certain medical conditions can make this type of workout harmful to seniors.
With studies touting the role of physical fitness in disease prevention coming out daily, it's more important than ever that caregivers remain physically active.
Yeah, and the benefits. While weight loss and cardiovascular exercise are common benefits of any type of exercise, moving while partially or fully submerged in the water offers some distant advantages that sets these forms of exercises apart from land-based activity. And the buoyancy factor makes swimming and water exercises among the most injury-free sports, making it a good exercise choice for most seniors.
I bet there are some caregivers listening right now that think this is a great idea, but how do they do this? They can't leave their loved one alone.
Oh, yeah. And we have talked about the importance of self-care and the caregiver taking a break. And instead of running errands, getting groceries, or paying bills, when a friend or support pal offers to stay with your loved one, head for the pool. Recreational therapist professionals point out that satisfaction with a caregiving relationship is better among caregivers who rely on task-oriented coping like water exercise.
Are there any water opportunities in our area?
Yeah, and I just called the Y yesterday and spoke with the director, Kim, and he encouraged people to sign up for Rusty Hinges at the YMCA. This class is a great exercise for men and women with arthritis. The warm water of their therapy pool helps to relax those muscles and ease joints, while their National Arthritis and YMCA of the USA certified instructor keeps you fit. There is a fee and a variety of hours. I looked at the schedule. The first one was June 3rd of this week, but he said you can still sign up for June. And just call the YMCA to find out or check out at their website like I did.
Great. Good
and
stuff.
And I think I'm going to post that on SageLink so we have that all included for a resource there too.
All right. So people hear SageLink, they can Google SageLink. What's that website for you guys?
That is NorthIowaSageLink.com. And maybe I'll put like a little duck icon on there. No.
A rusty hinge.
A rusty hinge. There. But it makes sense and it sounds fun.
Oh, it sounds great. Yeah. Absolutely. NorthIowaSageLink.com.
You got it.
Fantastic. Lark, good to see you.
All right.
Lark is with us weekly on AM 1300 KGLO.